Welcome to the Realtors Land Institute podcast, the voice of land, the industry's leading land real estate organization.
Hello, this is Justin Osborne, accredited land consultant with the Wells Group in Durango, Colorado. We're just a few weeks out from National Land Conference in Louisville, Kentucky, known as Bourbon City. Kentucky's heritage of horse racing, agriculture, and bourbon distilling make this an exciting location for this year's NLC. On today's episode of the Voices of Land podcast, we're talking to Roseanne Mastin from Louisville Tourism about what NLC 24 attendees should explore while they're at the conference in March. Welcome to the podcast, Roseanne.
Hi, thanks for having me, Justin. We are looking forward to welcoming the National Land Conference to Louisville.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you here. And can you tell us a little bit about the Louisville Tourism and your role there?
Yeah, sure. Louisville Tourism is just simply the official destination marketing organization for the city. In fact, we're actually one of the oldest tourism bureaus in the country. We'll be turning 56 this year. And really, our primary goal is just to, you know, enhance our area's tourism, our economy through the tourism development. So basically, we want to promote and sell Louisville as a world-class destination that people want to come to. So prior to the pandemic, tourism itself was the third largest industry in Louisville, and it generated about 70,000 jobs and $3.7 billion worth of economic impact. So really my role specific is to generate PR both locally and nationally and even internationally about Louisville. So I just help amplify our local assets like the attractions and the hotels and the restaurants that we have to just turn Louisville into one of those sought after destinations. And it does seem to be working because as Travel and Leisure magazine just named Louisville one of the 50 best places to go into in 2024. So the NLC will be here just in time.
Well, that's great. Y'all are obviously doing a very good job at promoting the city. And I'm curious, you said it was the number, tourism was number three. What was the number one and two for the economy?
Good question. Probably more on thoroughbred industry side could be one of them. UPS is probably the biggest for us. Their hub is here. Their Worldport is here. So they process most of their packages through here. And then we also have just various different industries. Humana is headquartered here. Papa John's, Yum Brands is headquartered here. So some of that may be related as well.
Okay, gotcha. So lots of corporations based there. Well, yep. Our National Land Conference is going to kick off with a welcome reception at Churchill Downs Kentucky Derby Museum, and I'm really excited about that. But what can you tell our listeners about the museum and what we can expect there?
It's going to be a wonderful experience for visitors. I'm so excited that conference attendees get an opportunity to experience historic Churchill Downs and the Kentucky Derby Museum. So attendees will get to walk around two different floors of interactive exhibits and have a chance to watch the museum's signature 18-minute long movie. It's called The Greatest Race. It's projected on a 360-degree screen, and it's just one of the highlights of the museum. It gives you a really good sense of what goes on both in front of the cameras, and it's in the public on Derby Day, but also the behind the scenes of what's really going on at the track on Derby Day. So it's really something to see. And recently, they've added an exhibit about the most well-known Triple Crown winner, Secretariat. So the exhibit showcases Secretariat's life, his stardom, unique impact on the horse racing industry in America and the world.
Oh, that's great. All right. Well, I'm definitely looking forward to taking a look at that. For lodging, we're going to be at the Hyatt Regency downtown. What are some of the other sites, museums that the folks should check out while we are downtown?
Well, staying at the Hyatt Regency downtown gives attendees, or anywhere near there even, actually gives attendees a prime spot downtown. So Louisville's downtown is very walkable, it's easy to get around, and a lot of our key attractions are actually located downtown or in the Central Business District. So two museums that attendees will want to put on their radar are both the Louisville Slugger Museum and Factory and the Muhammad Ali Center. You can't miss the Slugger Museum and Factory. They have the world's largest bat just outside. It's 120 feet tall. And the museum offers just a really cool factory tour where you can see the production and the history of the bat, and even the legendary major league players that are still getting their bats manufactured there today. So you may be walking through the facility and they're doing something for the Orioles or the Braves right then and there. You also get a chance to hold a piece of history as Babe Ruth has his bat there. And so you can get a chance to hold that piece of history, which is really cool. Plus, each tour ends with a free mini bat souvenir that you can take home.
I remember getting one of those like 30, 35 years ago. And that
Do you still have it?
You know, I don't have it personally. I'm sure maybe it's my folks might have it at their house in Texas. But yeah, we did a tour. It had to have been 30, 35 years ago. And my brothers and I, that was one of the coolest things is we all left with those little miniature, I don't know, it's probably 8-10 inches long, little Louisville Sluggers.
Well, that's very cool. Well, there's that museum, but people also shouldn't miss the Muhammad Ali Center to continue the sporting theme. It offers its own immersive visitor experience, also right downtown, and it showcases both Ali's accomplishments as a sports icon, but also as a humanitarian. So in the one sense, you can shadow box with him, the greatest himself, you can do a shadow box, but it also teaches about his life and legacy and his principles as well. So there's just no other center in the world quite like it.
Oh, man. All right. This is going to be awesome. So normally, these Cowboys, you know, get a little bourbon in them and they want to go ride the mechanical bull. But I think we're going to have some new wagers going on with who can shadow box Muhammad Ali. This will be awesome.
And I would say there's a couple more things, too, that attendees want to check out. In case they're not familiar with where Louisville sits, it's on the Ohio River. So we have a wonderful green space that's there, as well as a popular pedestrian bridge. It's just a mile across, and you can take it to Indiana and check out the shops and the restaurants that are there. So the bridge itself used to be an old train track, and now it's just a great way to check out southern Indiana. A lot of people, when they come to conferences, they get excited that they can check off two states in one trip. and then I would say the last thing to keep on their radar is that we have a brand new gaming center right in the heart of downtown. Can't miss it. Called Derby City Gaming Downtown, and that complex has nearly 500 historical racing machines as well as on-site sports betting. So it also has a gift shop, a Kentucky Derby themed gift shop, and a cigar bar and a wine lounge. So that is something that's fun either in the daytime or as an evening activity.
Well, that sounds great. Now, all these things that you're talking about, are they within a few blocks or let's say half a mile of the Hyatt?
They are. They're all within walking distance from the Hyatt.
Oh, that's great. Okay, good. Well, all right. We'll put those on the list. What about any special dining suggestions that you'd recommend for us?
Oh, for sure. There's certainly options downtown and just across the river, as I mentioned. But I would really encourage attendees to go to one of our nearby neighborhoods to get another taste of Louisville. Really close by, you know, just a quick Uber ride or even maybe a walk is Nulu. It's spelled N-U-L-U. It stands for New Louisville. And it's one of the city's most lively neighborhoods with plenty of spots to eat. I'd call out a Mayan cafe for Central American fare, Garage Bar, which is actually housed in a former auto service garage. They've got artisan pizzas and Southern specialties. And then if you're looking for something simple and casual, Feast does a great barbecue. They also have a wonderful bourbon slushy that might quench the thirst. So I would also say that the Highlands neighborhood, which is just a little bit further, maybe just 15 minutes or so downtown by car, and has just nearly every cuisine that you can think of, from sushi to Italian to Louisville staples at the Americana Jack Fries. That's one that folks would probably want to get a reservation before they came into town for, but it's a wonderful dining experience.
LandGate is the future for land investment and energy development. Their innovative platform is revolutionizing the way professionals in the industry access critical data and intelligence. Users can unlock the full potential of a property by leveraging LandGate's one-of-a-kind database. It provides extensive data for property values and resource potential within the Land App tools. But that's not all. LandGate is also a bustling marketplace where energy developers and land investors come together, creating a unique ecosystem of opportunities. And the icing on the cake? Their listing marketplace is absolutely free. So why wait? Visit landgate.com today and redefine the landscape of property investment and energy development. Okay, well, that sounds great. Well, I know my wife would not be happy if I didn't ask. Live music, either one of those neighborhood bars, scenes, anything like that going on there with live music?
Yes. Louisville is actually really well known for bluegrass. Kentucky is actually the birthplace of bluegrass. So there may be some chances to hear some bluegrass, but I would specifically call out downtown is a place called Number 15. It's also fairly new. It just opened in 2023, and it's a couple stories tall, and it guarantees to always have live music on the days that they are open. I think they're open Wednesday through Sunday.
Okay, awesome. All right, well, we're just going to have all kind of stuff to check off the list here. I'm sure no surprise to you that many of our members in the RLI family are bourbon drinkers, and so we're definitely looking forward to the Urban Bourbon Trail. How do we get started on along that trail if that's something that we wanted to do?
Well, certainly we are excited to showcase America's only native spirit, which is bourbon. So no trip to Louisville is complete with at least visiting one of our either dozen or so distillery experiences or the Urban Bourbon Trail, which really it's an opportunity to visit a collection of bars and restaurants that offers 60 or more bottles of bourbon to sample. Some of them also have like bourbon-infused cuisine as well. So the first thing you would want to do to be able to participate in the Urban Bourbon Trail is to download the digital passport. If you visit 6 participating locations via the app and you complete it, then our visitor center will send you out a t-shirt. So you'll have your very own t-shirt to commemorate your time on the Urban Bourbon Trail. So the easiest way to get started on that is just to head to gototolouisville.com. It's all spelled out, G-O-T-O, Louisville.com/UBT. But you'll have your pick of multitude of places, even just along Main Street, which part of it is coined Whiskey Row. So there are several distilleries that offer either tours or tastings. So there'll be a big playground to play in here.
Oh, man, that sounds great. All right, I'm definitely getting excited. I don't know if I can wait till March. Well, you mentioned taking an Uber to one of those neighborhoods earlier. And so there will be a lot of our members that are traveling by vehicle out to the National Land Conference. And so what other things should our members consider doing outside of downtown Louisville when they've got their vehicles there?
I do expect that we'll have quite a few drivers. Louisville is actually just a day's drive from 60% of the U.S. population. So we're used to sort of having the folks that come in and want to drive around. One of the most unique attractions in Louisville is called the Mega Cavern. It's an underground cavern that offers zip lining and an obstacle course and a tram as well. Doesn't matter what the weather is outside because it's always 58 degrees underneath the cavern, and it's just 15 minutes outside of downtown, so it's very easy to get to. As I mentioned earlier, Louisville's neighborhoods are certainly worth driving around. Old Louisville showcases the largest collection of Victorian-era homes, restored Victorian homes in the country. It's more than 40 city blocks. One of the most prominent streets that your attendees won't want to miss is called St. James Court. It's right next to Louisville's own Central Park. It actually was a park that was designed by the same architect that did New York City's Central Park, Frederick Law Olmsted. So he designed actually many of our parks, and they're designed to be able to drive through. So you'll be able to see the Central Park, and then I would certainly also check out Cherokee Park as well, just in the Highlands, the same neighborhood that I mentioned that has some great dining options as well.
That sounds cool. I think checking out a park, zip lining in a cavern, that's going to be hard to compare. So I want to hear more about this zip lining in a cavern. Where I'm out here in the mountains, we've got a lot of zip lining tours, but I couldn't imagine doing one underground. So is it like one zip line that just goes across, or are there several different platforms you can go to? Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yep, it's not just one. There are several platforms that you go to that you get a chance to walk sort of amongst the cavern itself. So you get a really good scale of how big the cavern is. But yeah, there'll be different platforms. Some are higher, some are lower. They have little themes that you can look down and see as you're ziplining along. And because it would be dark ordinarily, they have it all lit up in different colors.
Oh man, that sounds awesome. All right, I'm definitely going to make time for that. Well, anything else you want to throw out for our listeners here before we start wrapping up?
Yeah, a couple ways to sort of get in touch with Louisville or, to find out what's going on. I would go to our website, which again, it's go2louisville.com. There's a newsletter pop-up, so folks are welcome to sign up for the newsletter. That way they're in the know of what might be going on, especially when it gets closer to the conference in March. And we are the same social media handle across all the channels at Go to Louisville. And then also, it's really easy once you're on our website to find our visitors guide. That will give you a little bit more of the ins and outs and a little bit more of what I've been talking about today. So just search for the visitors guide once you're on our website.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Roseanne. I'm definitely getting excited myself here to attend the National Land Conference, and I hope our listeners are doing the same. So, folks, as you've heard, beyond education and being face to face with the top professionals in land, there's lots to do in Louisville during the National Land Conference. If you have not registered yet, be sure to do that on the RLI website at rliland.com/NLC. We'll see you in Louisville on March the 10th.